1998 as an Atlanta-based reporter. Bear will continue to serve as chief political anchor of the network. According to the Fox News president, Bear will also continue to co-anchor FNC's 2020 election coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Barr is President Trump's nomination to become the next attorney general. He's meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, including Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley.
I know that you know exactly what the job entails because you were there several years under H.W. Bush.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's last day in office was Monday. He joins Fox News and talks about what's next for him.
I told the president the best thing I can do for him is be in the private sector for a few years. I'm going to help chair his and Vice President Pence's reelection campaign here in Wisconsin. I'm going to be in the private sector for a while, and who knows, 4 years from now, whether it's governor or maybe U.S. Senator, if Ron Johnson decides not to run again. I don't think at 51 I'm done yet, but it would be nice to be in the private sector for a while and to speak out. Things like the president's speech last night, which I thought was a great contrast between responsibility and some two people in particular in response being political and hypocritical. I think the American people can see through that, and I want to be a part of making sure that we keep this president and this administration intact.
Walker next addresses how Wisconsin dealt with illegal aliens.
We said, for example, my predecessor tried to give driver's licenses to people who didn't have legal documentation. We said that's just contradictory. How can you do something like that? How can you provide things like in-state tuition? You're just sending a horrible message to violate the laws of this country, to violate the laws of this state. And so we said very clearly, we believe that this is a nation of laws. Certainly it's a nation of immigrants. We want people, heck, we got more jobs than we have people in our state right now. I want people to come here. I just want people to come here legally. And I think that's very much what the president and others are pushing in Washington. It's certainly what many of us as governors were pushing in our states along the way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
was torn out of the still in the same shape.
This gives
a little
perspective.
This is a
shame. I think it's why I wanted to have the roof there. The roof was pretty shot.
This is the radio studio. So we have about 35 hosts that are all fellow chamber members. So everybody from Hunter and Medical Center to a legal show to a marketing show to a nutrition show to real estate to you name it. Kind of makes up the mix of chamber radio. And we have about 6 nationally syndicated shows. This is not a 101.5. So although, you know, we're on right now, like I said, Jeannie's show is on normally till 4. You could, Chris may have messing it up. I shouldn't touch the radio. See, I'm not a technology person. Chris is going to come yell at me.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.